Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my Blog Talk Radio listeners. How are you guys tonight? I'm hoping you've had a great week. I am so glad it is Thursday. I've had a rough week, but I can truly say God is good, and he's good all the time. If you hear something, it's my dog barking up under my bed, simply because my other dog outside is barking, so she thinks it's all right for her to bark. So please bear with me with her. I usually don't have her in here. I used to close my door when she comes in, but she snuck in this time on me. So what I'm going to say this, what is going on? What is going on? We got kids getting stomped almost to death over a text message. We've got before that one in the same area, a boy got burnt last month, I think it was, set on fire. We've got the continuous killing of our children, of our women. Everywhere you go, there's violence. The threats against the Democrats and the Republicans for this bill, the Tea Party, just ignorant. Just acting crazy. What is going on? I need somebody to tell me what is going on. Why are we on a rampage? What is the deal? Has everyone who's gone crazy have actually read the health care bill? I've got a feeling they have not. I've got a feeling that they've taken it just like you do the Bible and interpret it the way they want to, and it just makes people so angry. People are getting death threats, the whole nine, y'all being shot at. What is wrong with America? And then you wonder why your children are just as violent as you are and just as ignorant. And I'm going to say it. You don't ever have to listen to me again. But there are some real ignorant people out there. This is not that serious. And because a lot of people who are pushing this do not understand what they're pushing and what type of reaction we're getting out of people, it is ridiculous. Slow it down, cool it down, learn before you jump to the conclusions that everything is going to go crazy. This president has done more for us than within the last 70 years. This health care bill was a major milestone for America. We are looking funny and stupid in other countries' eyes because we're fighting over the most craziest stuff. You guys, let's stop this. Let's get a grip. Let's be the mature ones. You wonder why your child is failing in school. You wonder why you have flash mobs. Did you hear about the one in Philadelphia today? Come on. What is going on? Somebody needs to get a grip. Somebody, parents need to take more control. Schools need to pay more attention. Everything we shouldn't be at this point in our lives in this time and age with all this craziness. Let me tell all you people who are racist, and I don't know if you're listening or not, but look, let me tell you this. That president has a right to do what he's doing. He's not doing anything to hurt anybody. He's trying to fix something that's been broken for years. What is the problem? Is it the color of his skin, or is it what he's trying to do? Is it the process he's using, or the process that he's allowed to use? What is it? What is making you guys be so disrespectful and mean and use the N-word toward people who are trying to make a difference? What is the problem? What are you guys so afraid of? They were talking about how people buying guns have risen. Come on, you guys. It is not that serious. It's a bill, a piece of paper. Come on. Yeah, I know you're saying, well, you don't know how it's going to affect us for the rest of our lives. No, but what you're not understanding is he's trying to help everybody. He cannot satisfy everyone, cannot be satisfied in this. Okay? It is for the people who do not have health care. What is the problem with that. And because you don't understand the bill, because you don't understand the whole situation, how the process is, it's easy for you to get upset and pissed off, excuse my language, and be rude and mean and threatening. Grab, you guys, come on, let's stop it. It is not that crucial. It really isn't. Because you know what? Not only do it help the poor, it's just giving you an opportunity to, when you get older and there's no more health care for you, that there is a possibility that someone can help you, that there's no pre-existing conditions that can stop you from getting, like cancer and high blood pressure and heart attacks, to stop people from getting health care. Come on, you guys. Yeah, I'm not blind or stupid to the fact that a lot of under-the-table deals were made to make sure this happens. But in overall, what's going on? What's going on? What are we trying to do? It's not going to prove anything. It's not going to change anything. You killing and beating and being violent, what is it changing? It's not changing anything. You're that angry. It's so many other things I think that you guys could be angry about opposed to this. Okay? Tell me why your kid is not making good grades in school. That's what I would be angry about. I understand a lot of people are unemployed. I'm with you guys 100%. I understand that. But even with you being unemployed, wouldn't this bill help you with your health care when you got kids in school and you got your wife, you got your daughters, you got your husband? Come on, you guys. Let's find other things to fight for. You know, you want to fight for something, fight for something legit. Fight for your veterans. Fight for those type of things. They've already said that it's not going to affect the veterans. It has nothing to do with us. And I'm a veteran. That's why I'm saying us. So what is the problem? What is the problem? Is it the color? I really believe, and I'm going to be honest with you, from my point of view, from what I'm seeing, it seems like it is really, truly, totally, totally about the color of his skin and out and the power that he has in his hand. I really believe that. I'm sorry. From what I'm seeing, and I know the news is, they're supposed to keep us in an uproar. They're supposed to keep us on the edge of our seats, ready to go off on somebody. But you guys, it's so much more stuff. You got people that's hungry right now that can't feed their families. They're too weak to fight. So come on, you guys. A lot of y'all probably got great retirements. Y'all probably all well taken care of. And if he's doing something wrong, you have a right. That is your right, your God-given right to protest. But when it goes to violence, come on. Let's stop the madness. Please, you guys, stop the madness. Stop wanting to fight all the time. Come on, you guys. Life is too short. You're fighting today, you're dead tomorrow, and guess what? The bill is still signed, and it's still moving on. So what are we fighting for? You know, that's just a question I have. Why are we fighting? Why are we going crazy for a bill? It's that, I mean, maybe I'm not understanding the concept behind the bill. That could be it. I probably don't definitely understand what's going on and what it entails. Maybe if I did, it would probably be easier for me to understand and to kind of see where you guys are coming from. And maybe I should have researched it, and maybe next week we will discuss it again. But I'm just devastated at the things that have been said with this whole situation. I just wish you guys would just hold on just a little bit and kind of chill out with all of this. Please, you guys, what are you showing your children? What are you showing how you, and when I'm looking at the video, maybe they just got it in the wrong spot when they were showing the video of the tea parties, and these people are mad. I mean, raging mad. And I'm trying to figure out what for. Maybe it's just me. Most of you guys are senior citizens or older people. I didn't see a lot of young people in this group. Now, they might be out there, but I didn't see them. But what are you showing them when they pull, you know, they turn on the TV to watch the news and see mom and dad on there acting a fool, or seeing grandpa, grandma acting a fool? I don't understand that. I tell you what, I'm going to chill it out for right now, and what I want you guys to do is to listen to some music, because I need to calm down myself. Just a second.
sad and it's alright. In the morning when I see the sun, I know I'm not the only one, and it's alright. It's alright. Wish I had some money to pay my bills. I can't even buy the dress on sale, but it's alright. Having money don't mean a thing. Loving you is everything, and I'm all right. All right, yeah. All right.
We got to do is hold on. I want you guys to listen how things have gotten so out of hand with, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And please, please just get me to understand this. I want you to hear this.
You are going to have to look over your shoulder for as long as you live in this district. You are always going to have to look over your shoulder because people in your district hate your face. And don't you forget it. You have just riled up people's rage. We are filled with rage and hate today towards you. Hate like we have never, ever felt. I love my insurance company. And to have you come in between me and my doctor, I cannot tell you how much I wish a penny bobber would come in and just blow your place up.
Republicans say that they've been targeted with threatening phone calls, too, like this one received by Ohio Congresswoman Jean Schmidt.
You and Boehner and Mitch McConnell, all you racist Republicans, why don't you just change our party name to racist?
Minority Whip Cantor said that someone fired a shot into his Richmond campaign office. The Richmond police investigation indicates the bullet may have been randomly fired into the sky, and as it fell back down to earth at a sharp angle, the bullet hit the front window of the building that houses Cantor's office. As we mentioned, Congressman Cantor accused Democrats of using the recent threats of violence for their own political gain.
Now, how crazy do all this sound? You got a grown woman who probably has children or grandchildren that you actually heard her voice on TV saying some nasty things to this congressman. So I say to all you out there, and I'm not in your shoes right now, I really, really feel sorry for you guys. I'm hoping in the end that you guys understand what's going on, because I really believe it's just a lot of people that's following the next person, that's following the next person, that's following. We have to have somebody leading us, no matter whether it's good or bad. We have to have somebody leading us into some crazy, crazy stuff. You guys, we really, truly, truly have got to get a grip of this. We really do, because it's really, really way, way, way out of hand. I want to do something because I'm not too sure about what's going on with the Tea Party, and I mention them because that's what's been in the news. I really don't know what their agenda is, so I want to see what they are about, okay? And I'm going to probably try I don't know. I'm just blown away with this Tea Party stuff. So I want to see something about them that maybe give me a little light. And I mentioned them because I didn't understand what was going on with them. Let's see. Okay, it says this happened on YouTube. I'm sorry, Mockingman with Parkinson's over healthcare, it says. I'm going to see if I can get you guys to listen to it. Let's see.
And opponents scheduled simultaneous rallies. For a while, asphalt driveways separated the groups, but that did not last for long.
You were saying something wrong.
I'm not talking to you, sir. This is America. I can say anything I want.
So can I. If that's my part, so can I.
That's right. I can say anything I want, whether it's right or wrong.
Wrong.
I'm not interrupting you. You interrupted me.
I said if it's a
you interrupt
healthcare service.
Say one thing, your father's done. One thing he's done. Wrong is done. Wrong is done. He's broke
yeah, he's found no
opponent. At one point, a man who signed said he had Parkinson's sat down in front of healthcare opponents.
If you're looking for a handout, you're in the wrong end of town. Nothing for free over here. You have to work for everything you get.
Okay, now, did you hear the key word she said? Nobody understands it. So, what are you fussing about? Are you fussing because you don't understand the bill, or are you fussing because you hear somebody else fussing, or because President Obama, because it was said clear as day on there, that he's a communist? I'm confused. So what are you fighting about? Is it me? Does anybody else understand what are you fighting about? That's not what I wanted, but I'm glad I saw that. it's just amazing because they're not saying what they're fighting for. I mean, really, they're mad because they're saying it's going to cost us a lot of money and nobody understands it. Now, I tell you this. When Medicare came out with all these supplements and stuff, people didn't understand how to sign up for Part B, Part A, Part G, Part H, and it wasn't this much drama. Matter of fact, you really don't hear a lot more anymore about Medicare. about how when they first started changing it over and having all these different supplements, you don't hear that much about it as much. I mean, I don't hear a lot of people complaining about it. So either they've gotten somebody to explain it to them, or it's like the health care bill. Nobody understands it, and nobody can explain it. I truly believe, like I said before, we need to get a grip on everything. You have an opportunity to read the health care bill. I just want to know what can be done to make things better. I mean, what can be done to get rid of so much anger and see if we can sit down together? You know, I don't get it. And it could be just me. Shoot. That's not what I want. What about music? I'm sorry, you guys. I was definitely looking for something else. Let's see. You hear my dog? Every time you hear the door, hold it. And let me let her out. Go. Go, Samantha, go. Go. Nah, I'm sorry, you guys. I had to push her out. but I'm just kind of confused here on what is all the noise about. I need to read up on the Tea Party situation and find out what's truly going on here. Let's see what. I'm sorry I had to put you down for I found what I'm looking for. Okay, hopefully this is it. And I want to read it to you guys. Let's see what it says a tea party is. That's not what I wanted. See, I'm just having a hard time finding the definition for tea party. Oh, Jesus. Let's see here. It's your home. Okay, let's see. I found something here. Okay. It's called the Tea Party Patriots, a community committed to standing together, shoulder to shoulder, to protect our country and the Constitution upon which we were founded. Okay? The Tea Party has a repeal the bill signature counter. It's at 84,117 signatures, 84.1% of current goal. Isn't that something? Wow. These people are no joke. Oh, man. This really, let's see, they are very busy on here, very busy. Man, let's see, AARP, okay, illegal immigration costs jobs and higher unemployment. What is the Tea Party Patriots going to do to stop it? Let's see. What this one's about, they really, illegal immigration costs the country billions of dollars each year and could be in the trillions once all the repercussions was figured into it. Unemployment is so high for several reasons, but two of the biggest reasons is illegal Mexicans come crossing our borders and the government allowing people from all over the world to come in and take our jobs by the way of visas. Legally, for a company such as Microsoft to get a work visa for someone to come into this country to take a position that an American is qualified to do is for some like Bill Gates to apply to the government asking them to allow someone from India or Pakistan to come over here, and he is supposed to prove to the government that he cannot find qualified workers inside the United States, but these companies never advertise for these jobs so that American citizens doesn't know that the job opening is there. The government doesn't make the company show any kind of proof that they try to fill the position with an American citizen. Let me say this first and foremost. I'm not the greatest speller in the world, and I'm not making fun of participants of the Tea Party, and that's probably one of the problems is because they can't understand anything, and because I'm not saying everybody is dumb on the Tea Party, but the language that I'm hearing here, what I'm reading here, maybe this person was so angry they just start writing, and how they're spelling things is just amazing. It's just blowing my mind. Let's see, our mission. Let me look at the mission of a Tea Party. Okay, here it goes. It says, Tea Party Patriots Mission Statement and Core Values. The mission statement says the impetus for the Tea Party movement is excessive government spending and taxation. Our mission is to attract, educate, organize, and mobilize our fellow citizens to secure public policy consistent with our three core values of physical responsibility, constitutionally limited government, and free markets. Fiscal responsibility by government honors and respects the freedom of the individual to spend the money that is the fruit of their own labor. Constitutionally limited government designed to protect the blessings of liberty must be fiscally responsible, or it must subject its citizenry to high levels of taxation that unjustly restrict the liberty of our Constitution was designed to protect. Such runaway deficit spending as we now see in Washington, D.C., compels us to take action, as the increase in national debt is a grave threat to our national sovereignty and the personal and economic liberty of future generations. Now, it says constitutionally limited government. We, the members of the Tea Party Patriots, are inspired by our founding documents and regard the Constitution of the United States to be a supreme law of the land. We believe that it is possible to know the original intent of the government our founders set forth and stand in support of that intent. Like the founders, we support states' rights for those powers not expressly stated in the Constitution. As the government is of the people, by the people, and for the people, in all other matters, we support the personal liberty of the individual within the rule of law. Free markets. A free market is the economic consequence of personal liberty. The founders believed that personal and economic freedom were indivisible, as do we. Our current government's interference distorts the free market and inhibits the pursuit of individual and economic liberty. Therefore, we support a return to the free market principles on which this nation was founded and oppose government intervention into the operations of private business. This is their philosophy. The Tea Party Patriots, as an organization, believes in the fiscal responsibility, constitutionally limited government, and free market. The Tea Party Patriots, Inc. is a nonpartisan grassroots organization of individuals united by our core values derived from the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, of America, and the Bill of Rights as explained in the Federalist Papers. We recognize and support the strength of grassroots organization powered by activism and civic responsibility at a local level. We hold that the United States is a republic conceived by its architects as a nation whose people were granted unalienable rights by our Creator. Chiefly among these are the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Tea Party Patriots stand with our founders as heirs to the Republic to claim our rights and duties which preserve their legacy and our own. We hold, as did the founders, that there exists an inherent benefit to our country when private property and prosperity are secured by natural law and the rights of the individual.
Whoa.
Okay. Now I know what the Tea Party is. Took me long enough to find it, but now I know what the Tea Party is. Wow. These people are very, very serious about what they do. Amazing. Well, right now I want to give you some more song. So just a second here.
Hold on so tight.
All right. I'm back. I wanted to check out this health care bill. So what I did was I found a website that has the health care bill on it because I wanted to explain before I go yapping again. I wanted to see what the health care bill is. So I'm going to read some of this to you. I'm going to try not to bore you to death with my reading, but I want you guys to hear what I'm hearing. Okay, it says, It says, for the first time in history, U.S. history, all Americans would have access to qualify affordable health care under updated health insurance reform legislation, passed by the House on November 7, 2009, by a vote of 220 to 215. The Affordable Health Care for America Act, H.R. 3962, which blends and updates the three versions of the previous bill passed by the House Committee of Jurisdiction in July, embodies President Obama's key goals for health care reform. It will slow the growth in an out-of-control cost, introduce competition into the health care marketplace to keep coverage affordable, insurers honest, protect people's choices of doctors and health plans, and assure all Americans access to quality, stable, affordable health care. The key components of the Affordable Health Care for America Act include increasing choice and competition. The bill will protect and improve consumers' choices. If people like their current plans, they will be able to keep them. You understand what that says? Let me say this again. For you Tea Party people, if you are satisfied with your plan as of now, you can keep it, okay? For individuals who aren't currently covered by their employer and some small businesses, the proposal will establish a new health insurance exchange where consumers can comparison shop from a menu of affordable, quality health care options that will include private plans, health co-ops, and new public health insurance options. The public health insurance option will play on a level playing field with private insurers, spurring additional competition. Okay? The exchange will create competition based on quality and price that leads to better coverage and care. Patients and doctors will have control over decisions about their health care instead of the insurance companies. Now, this is another component, giving Americans peace of mind. The legislation will ensure that Americans have portable, secure health care coverage so that they won't lose care if their employer drops their plan or they lose their job. Okay, I'm going to say that part again. The legislation will ensure that Americans have portable, secure health care coverage so that they won't lose care if their employer drops their plan or they lose their job. Every American who receives coverage through the exchange will have a plan that includes standardized and comprehensive and quality health care benefits. It will end increases in premiums or denials of care based on pre-existing conditions, race or gender, and strictly limit age rating. Okay. The proposal will also eliminate copays for preventive care and cap out-of-pocket expenses to protect every American from bankruptcy. Now, if you can understand this, there has been a lot more, an increase. Let me say that again. There has been an increase in bankruptcies, Chapter 13s and Chapter 7s, simply because of Medicare, people health care. People, bills are so outrageous that they can't pay them and maintain the rest of their life, so they have to file bankruptcy. So you keep that in mind when you make a decision that you don't want this health care bill. This does help a lot Now, I feel that things should be a little bit different once this bill goes into effect and once action on it and things start to roll. I think people will get a different perspective. Not to say that these Obama haters, because that's what I call them, they're Obama haters, we can't change their mind. They feel the way they do because they do. That's fine. But in the meantime, I think we need to pay attention to what is happening here. If there's a way that they can help us with our health care, I think we should take it. The proposal will also eliminate copays for preventive care and cap out-of-pocket expenses to protect every American from bankruptcy. Okay, I just read that. Improving quality of care for every American, the legislation will ensure that Americans of all ages, from young children to retirees, have access to greater quality of care by focusing on prevention, wellness, and strengthening programs that work. Increases the healthcare workforce to ensure that more doctors and nurses are available to provide quality care as more Americans get coverage. That is a big thing because I know that there is a shortage of doctors and there's a shortage of nurses out there. So this bill can secure that there'll be enough out there for us. It says strengthens Medicare and Medicaid and closes the Medicare Part D donut hole. Remember I talked earlier about Medicare Part D, so that seniors and low-income Americans receive better quality of care and see lower prescription drug costs and out-of-pocket expenses. Do you see how all this ties in together? Ensuring shared responsibility. The bill will ensure that individuals, employers, and the federal government share responsibility for a quality and affordable health care system. Now, I know already what's probably going through your mind when I said that. Let me read this again so I can understand it too. The bill will ensure that individuals, employers, and the federal government share responsibility for a quality and affordable health care system. So does that mean that that's our money going into that? That's what it sounds like. Employers can continue offering coverage to workers, and those who choose not to offer coverage contribute a fee of 8% of payroll. Very interesting. All individuals would generally be required to get coverage either through their employer or the exchange or pay a penalty of 2.5% of income subject to a hardship exemption. Whoa. Okay. So if you don't have health care, there is a penalty to pay? I didn't understand that. See, that's the reason why I wanted to read this and find more out about this. Okay. Now, it says here, the federal government will provide affordability credits available on a sliding scale for low or middle class individuals and families to make premiums affordable and reduce cost sharing. Okay. Let's see what this says right here, protecting consumers and reducing waste, fraud, and abuse. The legislature will put the interests of consumers first, protect them from problems in getting and keeping health care coverage, and reduce waste, fraud, and abuse. Provides transparency in plans in the health exchange so that consumers have the clear, complete information and plain English needed to select the plan that best meets their needs. Establishes consumer advocacy offices as part of the exchange in order to protect consumers, answer questions, and assist with any problems related to their plans. Simplifies paperwork and other administrative burdens. Patients, doctors, nurses, insurance companies, providers, and employers will all encounter a streamlined, less confusing, more consumer-friendly system. Increases funding of efforts to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse. Creates enhanced oversight of Medicare and Medicaid programs. Okay. Reducing the deficit, ensuring the solvency of Medicare and Medicaid. It says here that the legislature will be entirely paid for. It will not add a dime to the deficit. It will also put Medicare and Medicaid on the path to more fiscally sound future so seniors and low-income Americans can continue to receive the quality health care benefits for years to come. Pays for the entire cost of the legislation, though a combination of savings achieved by making Medicare and Medicaid more efficient without cutting seniors' benefits in any way, and revenue generated from placing a surcharge the top 0.3% of all households in the U.S. Married couples will, with adjusted gross income over $1 million and other tax measures. The congressional budget estimates the bill will reduce the deficit by at least $100 billion over 10 years. Estimates also show that the bill will slow the rate of growth of Medicare program from 6.6% annually to 5.3% annually. That's not a big jump. Not a big jump at all. Let's talk about, it says 10 changes to the health insurance bill reform. Let's see what these are. Top 10 changes. Reduces the deficit more. Ends health insurance companies' blanket exemption from antitrust laws. Extends coverage for young people up to 27th birthday through parents' insurance. Creates a new voluntary public long-term care insurance program. Exempts small business with payrolls below $500,000 from employers' mandate. Limits the health care surcharge to millionaires, addresses geographic variations in Medicare payments, moving to Medicare payments rewarding quality and cost effectiveness, begins closing the Medicare Part D donut hole immediately, and immediate help for the uninsured high-risk pool, and HHS negotiation of drug prices. Under the revised bill, the Secretary of HHS is required to negotiate drug prices on behalf of Medicare beneficiaries. So this is a big deal. I'm still trying to figure out what is the problem. Like I said, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm kind of lost here, but I don't see what is different. I'm still trying to figure out what's wrong. Is it me? Or I'm just not understanding this. I'm sorry, I'm kind of lost here. Ooh, Lord. Okay, they've fooled around with this bill for so long. It is so amazing. It broke it down to health care reform, a guide for seniors. American women have the most to gain. What's in it for young Americans? Small business guide, helping small businesses, employers, and health reform. Rural America. Timeline for implementation. Let's see what the timeline is for when it actually is going to go into place, 2010. It says immediate access to insurance for uninsured individuals with pre-existing condition provides eligible individuals access to coverage that does not impose any coverage exclusions for pre-existing health conditions. This provision ends when exchanges are operational. So, in other words, once those exchanges start to kick in, before they start to kick in, you need to probably go ahead and start looking for some insurances for pre-existing conditions. That's what I'm getting. I'm understanding with that part. It's talking about a small tax credit, and it says initiates the first phase of the small business tax credit for qualified small employers for contributions to purchase health care insurance for employees. The credit is up to 35% of the employer's contribution to provide health insurance for employees. There's also up to a 25% credit for small nonprofit organizations. good to know. If you have a nonprofit organization, it says there is up to a 25% credit for you guys. Think that's very good. And the credit is up to 35% of the employer's contribution to provide health care insurance for employees. That's for small businesses. Okay. Eliminating pre-existing conditions. Okay. For children, BARS. This bars health insurance companies from imposing pre-existing conditions exclusion on children's coverage. So, they are very serious about this. Now that I see what the bill is about, I can kind of understand what's going on with it, but I still don't see why people are getting upset. That's why I wanted to read this to find out why people are so upset. They're saying it's not going to cost us money, but we know the government has a way of telling fibs. I'm not going to say that big word, the L word, but they do have a way of, but let us see how it works. My thing is, I want to see how it works. I'm reading here, too, because I know people who are getting ready to retire. It says reducing the cost of covering early retirees creates a new temporary reinsurance program to help companies that provide early retiree health benefits for those ages 55 to 64, offset the expensive cost of that coverage. I know a couple of people who want to retire, but I feel sorry for them because guess what? They can't retire because their health care, their insurance that they're under, health insurance that they're under is way too high. So that's a good thing to hear. And also sometimes there could be a pre-existing condition, and once you're in that insurance, there's no way out. So you can get trapped in this terrible cycle of craziness, and it happens all the time. And I hate that it does. I just wish there was another way things could be done, but that's why it's so important for us to educate ourselves. I mean, really, it is very, very important for us to educate ourselves on what is going on. And I'm still trying to see what the big deal is about. I'm trying to see where the problem lies with everybody. Am I not reading something? Am I not missing something? Am I not grasping the whole situation? Because I'm looking and I'm trying to find something that really stands out to me that there would be a problem, but I'm not coming up with it. I'm going to continue to look, and I'm going to take a break. I'm going to let you guys listen to a little bit of me and Mrs. Jones for a second or two, okay? Just a second.
but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same day.
All right. Well, my time is up, and I'm hoping that I want to talk more about this because I found a very exciting subject to talk about. So I am going to be sounding off in about 1 minute here. I just want to let you guys know that you can contact me on my webpage, SamanthaPlace.net. You can email me at sensible64@yahoo.com. Or you can also catch me on Blog Talk Radio. And I would like to say I hope I have informed you on some stuff because I learned something tonight as well as me teaching you guys something or telling you or reading to you or allowing you to listen to it. You guys, I'm going to say it again. What is going on? We need to get a grip and do what we got to do. And we are still role models to our children. So I'm giving you good night. I will see you next Thursday. This is Chocolate Lady 64. I am sounding off. Good night.